Look, the trees. They're moving.
Yes, we have another tale of trees. Trees that are moving, though not as dramatically as the Ents in the Lord of the Rings epic. And not individual trees, of course, but species that are migrating. A newly published study confirms that 86 tree species of the eastern U.S. are moving as the planet warms. But not just north, some are heading west. Songlin Fai of Purdue University is the lead author of the new study and joins me now. Professor Fai, welcome to Living on Earth.
Well, thank you. It's very nice to be here.
So tell me, what's going on here? The northward shift is not so surprising, since that's mostly having to do with temperature, and climate change certainly is warming things up. But why are trees also moving west?
Well, this is a very fascinating phenomenon. When we first look at it, we had exactly the same question as you do. Why the trees are moving westward? So for climate change, there means two things. Often we're thinking about temperatures warming up.
Right.
But on the other aspect is that climate change also causing precipitation pattern changes. In our study area, in the southeastern U.S., like in Georgia, in the Carolinas, and part of Florida even, they have a significant drought. On the other hand, in the western portion of the study area, that primarily we're talking about the Midwestern areas, such as, you know, the Missouris, the Illinois, they have more water or precipitation overall compared to historically what they have. So the main driving factor that we are seeing that trees are moving westward is due to their responding to the changing of moisture availability.
So the way that the trees move, of course, is that trees don't pick up and walk on their roots. Their seeds go in one direction or another, and the saplings have more success than in a particular direction or another.
Yes, so we are not only talking about addition of the new seedlings, but we're also talking about mortality that is happening for the big trees, especially given the drought that what we have in the southeast. And so you're thinking about this as an example, say a line of people lining from, say, Indianapolis to Atlanta. Every individual in that line has not moved in a single inch, but there are more people joining the line, say in Indianapolis or in Lexington, and there are people dropping out of the line in Atlanta. And then what's going to happen is that the center of this line seems like shifted.
What kinds of trees are experiencing these shifts?
Well, so if we look at the groups that, you know, belongs to certain families, what we find is that trees, which are those, you know, flowering plants, broadleaf plants, they're moving westward. So those are the oaks and maples or the hickory species. But if you're looking at the specific, these evergreen tree group, which are the pines and spruce and firs, majority of these evergreen trees are moving northward.
So what's the difference then between the pines and plants like them versus the broadleaf trees like the oaks and maples that causes this difference in movement? I gather one is more sensitive to water and moisture. Which one would that be?
Well, so in our analysis, we followed up by looking at the traits of these individual species. We looked at over a dozen of traits, and for those westward moving trees, in general, they are more tolerant to drought. They also has some unique ability in terms of the seeds.
So why do the broadleaf trees, the oaks and maples, if they have more drought tolerance, why are they moving west? It seems that there's more water to the west.
Okay, well, so we need to put it into context. Even though we say there are more drought in the southeast and it's getting wetter in the Midwest, in reality, Georgia and Florida, they still get way more precipitation than in, say, Missouri or Illinois. But compared to the historical average, you're starting getting more moisture. And these are the trees are able to take the advantages of more moisture availability in a relatively dry area.
So, in other words, they can pioneer to places that were previously too dry for them, but now with just a little more moisture, they can go there. So To what extent have tree species shifted their range in the past?
Trees are shifting its range all the time because of glaciation or retreat of the glacier. And so there are studies in the New England area looking at how trees are tracing the changing temperature and the precipitation in the last several thousand years. But the differences among our study, what we're seeing here is that we are talking about a 30-year period that we tracked trees shift between 1980 to 2015. And we are seeing a big change that if the nature, only nature taking its course, it might take several thousand years that is happening.
And how far over these three decades do these trees move? How far can they go?
So on average, these trees have shifted about 15 kilometers per decade. So it's roughly about 10 miles per decade, close to 50 kilometers during the study period.
Songlin, if the maples, if the oaks, if the hickory are moving to the west, and yet the pines and the spruce and the fir are moving north, this will change the whole ecological balance in a forest system. How are forest ecosystems coping with this divergent change?
Yeah, this is a really great question, and we don't really know yet. Because current study, we're looking at individual trees. But when we look at a forest, this is really a composition of multiple species, which in ecological term we call the community. And so we don't know whether the community is currently vulnerable or break down because of the different direction of these shift by the individual species. So we are interested in looking at how these communities are responding as a group. Are there certain community groups are more vulnerable than the others? And so this is really what we are interested to look at next.
Songlin Fai is an associate professor in the Department of Forestry and Natural Resources at Purdue University. Thanks so much, Professor, for taking the time with us.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be on the program.